Yep, yep, yep. D-Boy, West Coast Uncensored. How's everybody doing? I just want to thank everybody on for all the listens that I'm getting in Spotify and YouTube. You're crushing it on YouTube. You know, go ahead on YouTube as a Justice Camera. I want to do outside videos a little bit later, but I just had this thought I wanted to share and make it and jump on it. So what I'm going to do in my videos, instead of elaborating so much, since I'm doing such shorts, I'm not trying to do 50, 40-minute videos anymore. I just, people's and their daily schedule don't have that time, so quickly I'm going to jump to it. I got to get down and get the meat in a short period of time, so we're going to jump on. But like, follow, subscribe to my YouTube channel, Spotify, please. Please, and share, please. But I will put this also, when I record, when I go through the editing, I will put this on the screen like I have with my newer ones, okay? But we're talking about, as I've been talking about, using your toolboxes to make your adjustment for your ascent up, your incline, right? And I was looking at that, and I keep mentioning different aspects that you have, these tools you have within. And I talked about in the last video, right? How these are really within you, and that you need to access them in time. If you're in this place to understand what I'm talking about, access this stuff in time to make adjustments, like, immediately. Not to be holding it back, not to be taking your time with it, almost like a coach. I need to make adjustments, so I'll go the whole next quarter and a half and not make any adjustments till halftime, which means you may have your butt kicked and the game's over by then, right? Sometimes you don't have that time. You got to be a coach on the field of yourself. You got to make adjustments. You got to go into your own doing technical work on yourself. So we talked about that, and I just really was into, because I've been really vibing in the vibrations of meditating and breathing, deep breathing exercises along with frequencies. And I call it learning to bathe in the frequencies, right? So what I'm looking at is, I talk about, especially this first one, you hear me mention this the most, I think it's very important. It gets you in the place, and once you get in the place to know this is the asset that you have to be in, it's a technician groove, I'm going to call it. And it's called awareness. And you've heard me mention it over and over, awareness, awareness. How important is awareness? And I was really looking at that just here, just as I came out of that meditation and was just really kind of seeing it. How myself, and I, of course, witnessed others, but definitely I'm going to take it to the head and take the responsibility for myself. Like my Uncle Jack used to say, take it to the skull. So what I mean by that is in the awareness. So I'm going to ask you what, think about this heavily, what takes you out of awareness, and where, what aspect of, whether a habit, what takes you out of the awareness? Because if you're out of your awareness, you're out of focus, you're out of your technician mindset to make adjustments, because you're not really being, what did we say, present, because usually you're in your head. Usually 99.9 of it, all of it, you're in your head when you're out of your awareness. You're either in some kind of thought, you're either in some kind of worry, contemplating things, because thoughts throw themselves at you and you're not really in awareness. How important is it to stay aware for us as individuals who are operating in the sense of knowing these things, aware of the stuff that I'm talking about? If you're just understanding this, jump on. Always, we want to help those provide for themselves. If you don't understand what I mean, you just aren't there yet. And I get it fully. But those who are, tap in. Be aware. But also, know that we go in and out of awareness. And I was looking at it. Going out of awareness is like leaving your technician position at the time, because you're not observing. You're usually playing in your head. It could even be weaknesses and strengths, or, you know, what causes a lot of our symptoms that we see. We see symptoms that manifest, right? We see it with illnesses. We see it within ourselves too. Symptoms of anger. We see it with symptoms of how about one of the worst ones, or one that a lot of people I notice have came to me with and talked about it today. I had a long talk with a brother who mentioned procrastination is just something that is kind of almost like, paralyzed him at times. And when he was in situations that he actually had some great creativity going on, and he would get paralyzed when he actually was all set up, but then it would paralyze and not follow through. And he would get paralyzed. So I started thinking, what happens when you leave the awareness space is you get lost in space. Hear what I mean? When you leave your awareness space, which is a very focused space, right? Focus. Your lens are on, your camera's active, you're aware. But when you leave that space, you become lost in that space, or lost in space. We'll call it what that old TV show was, right? Lost in space. So you're lost in the space, you're lost. You almost become unaware. You even are kind of unaware that you do certain things, make certain decisions, make certain, you're thinking and you're wrestling with your own thoughts, and maybe your thoughts, it can be your weaknesses, it could be your addictions, it can be your what you waste time on. Remember, I said wasting time is kind of like wasting currency, wasting money. We can always get like money back, but we don't always get time back, right? So wasting time, wasting money, kind of getting out of focus, losing your awareness. That's why I said the biggest tool is your awareness. Your awareness is like having your degree cap on of your technician within yourself, so you can go to work on yourself and make the adjustments you would need that would help you make the changes necessary to balance yourself for your next level, your next, right? Think about that. So when I was looking at that, I said, when I lose awareness, I'm usually overthinking about something else that really doesn't have anything to do with anything that maybe I can do personally about a situation that can change it globally at the time or whatever it is, right? And then you recluse into other aspects of emotions coming in. Then you got a whole set of unawareness going on, and you don't even know you're aware, and you're out of focus. Your lens is blurred. You haven't cleaned your lens. You're out of focus. You're not being aware. And it kind of takes you out of space, right? And then this is kind of when you see a lot of these things that have been your hijackers. They've been the ones that have caused you undisciplined. They've been the ones that take you out of your space to follow through. So think about that. Awareness is a key, if not really part of the like foundational key that you need to get so that you can climb, so you can start having the stuff I've talked about recently. The discipline within comes out. Because you know in awareness, you don't look through the discipline out in the outer part. You're not playing volleyball outside yourself. Your awareness is connected within you, because your connection to everything in awareness is you realize you're connected to the all, right? But when you kind of leave that space of awareness, it's like, think about even when you're just like taking breaths or eating and you're not really living in the present and you're thinking about 40 million different things you got to do, but you're eating and then you're not enjoying every bite of what you're eating and being in that spacious time of being present and awareness of even eating, or even in the space to, like I said, to make the adjustments you want, your keys, your toolbox. These are the awareness is like the key to opening up your toolboxes. You start having awareness, you're going to open up a toolbox will appear, and then you're going to have the key to open it, and then you're going to see, oh, I got a wrench here. I got a screwdriver here. Oh, that screwdriver's for an Allen, which is really equal to that screwdriver's equal to discipline. This is equal to taking responsibility. This wrench over here, and that's what I'm talking about. Really, really honing in on yourself and being aware what happens when you leave awareness. This is D-Boy, West Coast Uncensored. You all have a great evening on this Thursday, Thor Day, right? All right. Like, subscribe, share. Please like, subscribe, and share. Talk to me even. Leave me comments. Ask me questions and everything else. Let's connect. All right. Have a great day.